Slow it down just for a while. Drag it out for a couple of miles. Don't spend the night out on the tiles. Cause you need to sleep, you need to dream, you need to slip into places unseen. Slide into space with the snow on the screen. Lazy bones, that's what they'll say. But you don't need to make a dime today. Lazy bones, that's what they'll think. You just stand on the shore and watch them sing. You can float, you can fly, like branches and boats and birds in the sky. Beyond the beyond, leave your troubles behind. And when you awake in the middle of the night, sleep in your eyes, no one in sight. Come knock on my window, I leave on the light.
Live your life, life of your own. Light on your feet, feeling alone. Light up the sky, why would you fight? Under the stars that light up your night. Taking your time, making your way. Taking your breath, pacing your day. Waving your hands from your hazy home.
Lazy bones, that's what they'll say. But you don't need to make a dime today. Lazy bones, that's what they'll think. You just stand on the shore and watch them.
Right, that is new. That is Joel Plaskett. He has a new album out. It is called Three. And yeah, I don't know. Let that be a lesson to everyone, especially DJs in particular. If you're going to be doing a live radio show, and you're all excited, because I have to tell you, I love Joel Plaskett, and I really like, well, let me rephrase it. I adore Thresh Hermit. The infamous, the will always live on through recordings, Thresh Hermit. So I'm all excited. I get into the studio. I'm like, oh, new Joel Plaskett. Cool. So, of course, you know, because I'm not always the most prepared person, somewhat of a slacker, I just pop it in. All right, that song sounds good. Yeah, and it just wasn't much of a rocker. I gotta tell you, not the way I like to start my shows. Generally, I have more, you know, I'm a little bit more well-planned, generally speaking. But, you know, I thought Joel Plaskett, excellent. But it really was a quiet, slow one. So I really apologize. There, you know, it was okay. But really, Joel Plaskett, you can do much better. Okay, you're listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B., and the station is CITR 101.9 FM. We are situated on the campus of UBC in Vancouver. And did you know, here's a little bit of trivia for you, that I only recently discovered this, maybe a year ago or so, but UBC and the lands that they're on do not belong to the city. Yeah, so for example, the VPD, Vancouver Police Department, are not the authority when it comes to anything happening on campus here. Did you know that? I only recently found this out. So, for example, that awful, terrible tragedy, which does really freak me out, of the poor soul, the poor woman who was murdered here on the endowment lands just recently, just a week and a half ago, maybe. It's the RCMP that are investigating. There you go. So there. A little bit of trivia for you. All right, that's the first piece of trivia, and I guess they'll continue on through the show. But like I said, I do feel like I owe you a rocker. So let's continue, and that's okay, though. We're going to continue along the Joel Plaskett trajectory, and we're going to go back to Thresh Hermit, and this is their 1997, their only major label record. It's Sweet Home Wrecker, and I do believe this was their, what would this have been, maybe their third or maybe fourth release, third or fourth. These guys, Thresh Hermit, they formed when they were in only junior high. Can you imagine? Can you imagine junior high? And, of course, they're from out of Halifax. And we are going to hear the song, On the Sneak. That's what we'll hear. Let me just count it off my fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Song number 13. Yes, I love the song. This is the song... that the bass player, Ian McGettigan, he sings. And this is a great song. So if you ever catch the video, hope you enjoyed as much as I do. And here you go. This is Thresh Hermit, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, in case you're wondering, I'm here from 6:30 until 8. And the focus of the show, the heart of the show, is Canadiana. Here you go, Thresh Hermit.
My hands are tied, but I have on my side. I can't describe it 'cause I can't explain.
That's there. Wow. I've got more Get Down going on. That was the Get Down. Wow, what's going on here? What have I done wrong? Can we stop this? Oh, good golly. Okay, so that's what happens when you are listening or watching. Well, listening, watching. I have the internet up, and I've had on the MySpace page for that band, which is called The Get Down. And then, of course, a lot of MySpace pages just instantly go to music. If you're not paying attention, it goes over the airwaves if you have one of these channels on, one of these tracks on. So, excuse me for that. Anyways, that was The Get Down. And they are, I was just reading all about them. And they're a band out of Edmonton. And they have a new album out. It is called Dirty Power. Well, it's not an album. Actually, it's a 5-song EP. Now, if my Get Down thing, let me try this again. Yeah, I can do this. Let me tell you about The Get Down. They are formed. Now, check this out. I can do this without making music go over the radio. Okay, here we go. So The Get Down are out of Edmonton, as I explained to you. And this album, though, interestingly enough, was recorded at The Hive here in Vancouver. So how cool is that? Well, it says at The Hive. I'm assuming that's in Vancouver, unless Edmonton has. That would be interesting if they had a recording studio called The Hive, which I doubt. But let me tell you about them. Okay, so they are former members of Lay Tabernacle. And it says right here, their first show was to raise funds when guitarist vocalist Pat Bourne's house was burned to the ground due to a random act of arson. All right. They lost over $10,000 in gear. Oh, that's stuck. That sucks. Anyways, it says that's, I guess, the biggest thing that we need to know about The Get Down. So there you go. The song we just heard was called Gut Feeling. Alrighty. Before The Get Down, we heard The Constantines, and the song was Young Lions from their, I do believe, 2003 album Shine a Light, which is on 3 Gut Records. And before that was Thrush Hermit with the song On the Sneak from their 97 major label release, Sweet Home Wrecker. Okay, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. I do have to also go back and talk a little bit about the first album I played on the show, and I never really addressed it, and that is the Joel Plaskett song we heard, and it's called Three, excuse me, the album. I'm developing allergies as I speak. Excuse me. All right, so it's called Three because there are three panels of the CD, which each contain a CD. So there's actually, check this out, this is wild. Took me a while to figure this one out. There's actually 9 songs on that one. How many on the other one? Let's see. Another 9, and then another, well, let's see, another 9. So 3 times 9 is 27 songs. And there you go. That's the deal with that. I sort of did just the song I played. We heard the song called Lazy Bones, and I thought it was kind of boring. But I'm positive that we could hear better songs, because if 1 out of 27 songs wasn't so hot, I trust Joel Plaskett to provide us all with much better stuff. And I'm sure that song was good if you're maybe hungover. You know, it's that kind of song. But anyways, I'm not hungover, and I want to hear a little bit more rock. So let's move on. And we are going to listen to Frog Eyes. This is a band that should get your blood pumping a little bit, at least. Maybe not so much as The Get Down, but where are we here? Hello. Why can't I find the CD I'm looking for, or the actual cover? There we are. Frog Eyes. See, I'm old school. I still have like CDs and CD cases and all that. And I carry around my CD case with me. And people probably look at me like I'm a total nerd. MP3s, what are those? I haven't developed quite technologically yet to even. Actually, isn't that sad? I don't even own an MP3 player. I'm probably like totally embarrassing myself here. But that's okay. It doesn't mean you have to be so technologically advanced. I know I'm only about 6 years behind the next person. But my husband does. He's all about the MP3s.
I just have so much going on in my life that I'm like, oh, something new? Do I really need to invest more time, more energy, and more? You know, but I will. But I bet you I will. Exactly when, once they figure out a new technology to get past MP3s, I'll probably just have embraced the whole MP3 technology. And I'll be like, oh man, but I just figured that one out. But that's okay. Support your local record store is what I say. All right. So on this newfangled thing called a CD, we're going to hear Tears of the Valedictorian from Frog Eyes. And I always play the same song. So I'll play a different song. I always play Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. But we're going to hear, how about the Policy Merchant, The Silver Bay. Or Reform the Countryside. Maybe Reform the Countryside's better. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And by the way, Frog Eyes is from Victoria. And I don't know what else you need to know. I've never seen them live, but yet they have played Vancouver tons. I just must have missed them each time. But there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This here is Frog Eyes.
I'm gonna go. girl sings to the dawn, and you sing that song that the girl sings to the dawn. And you sing that song that the general sings to the dawn. And you sing that song that the general sings to the dawn.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
And just
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
Out of Montreal, that is The Gruesomes. From their album, Gruesomania, we heard the song I'm Glad For You. This is CITR that you're listening to, 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Before The Gruesomes, we heard The Deers with the song Lights Off from their new album, Missiles. The Deers, of course, being out of Montreal. And then Frog Eyes were in there before that with a song, Reform the Countryside, from their album, Tears of the Valedictorian. And Frog Eyes hail from Victoria. Okie dokie then. It is 7:15, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8, and I'm Anita B. And I do believe Val is not going to be here today. She is in Louisiana, and I feel bad because I actually used to live in Louisiana for, I don't know, 2.5 years. And, it was my goal to email her some places and things to do. And I forgot, I totally forgot. And she left. I think she left a couple days ago or maybe yesterday. So I doubt you're listening to this now, Val, but I hope your time is good. And, maybe I'll still email you that stuff. Anyways, if you never get a chance, if you've never had a chance to go down, especially South Louisiana, go. It's so fascinating. It's so amazing. The culture is so interesting and different, and the people are so friendly, and there's tons to see, a lot of drinking to be done, and a lot of great food. It's everything you'd want in a perfect vacation. And there's palm trees too. So even if you go during the colder months, it's usually pretty pleasant. All right, there you go. That's my plug for the state of Louisiana. All right, so let's move on. Oh, let's go across the Atlantic Ocean to Berlin. And by the way, this show here is an all Canadian music show. And you're like, Berlin, what's going on? However, the guy who is this band, I'm talking about Circle Square, now lives in Berlin. His name is Jeremy Shaw, and Circle Square had been around here for a long time, and I guess he decided to move to Germany. That's okay though, because I guess it's still considered CanCon. And this new album out called Songs About Dancing and Drugs has 8 songs, and they're all killer. And I really love this album. It's not exactly, generally speaking, the kind of music I gravitate toward, but that's okay, because life's all about change, right? It's all about learning new things and appreciating new stuff. And so I'm finding myself loving this stuff, and I hope you do too. We're going to hear the song. I think it's Timely. That's what we're going to hear. Yes. And I hope you enjoy it. This, again, is Circle Square.
expression and style, but time to present an unusual collection of unnatural connections.
To halt with time, we'll amplify. A matter of time to set right a set of keys on thick.
Twisting hands and not denied demands that if I'm given time, an experiment of cells. Emptiness was insufficient, causing a blurred emission. Professional style, the talent to present an unusual collection of unnatural connections.
To halt with time, we'll amplify. A matter of time to say, write a set of views and think.
Twisting my hand, denying my demands. How was I to foresee the position where I now stand?
Left in the way of logic, circumstances only tragic.
Hey.
Of my core frozen.
Rain, rain.
What size in the way of logic?
Circumstances only tragic.
Rain, rain. The mirror fogs of my core frozen.
Rain,
cause it ain't my style. I never kiss your ass, cause it ain't my style. So leave me alone, cause you stink like cologne. And don't try to take my sword, cause it's stuck in the stone. And don't stir a suit that can't be stirred. Check lovers, haze and mutant like the chrysalis. Word. I can wake suckers, I erode decks. I get called freaky, I just say thanks. I will do my thing, I, that means me. Me, 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 me. But the sucker says, and the girl says, and the teacher says,
from back in the day, that there is Hip Club Groove with their song 16 Jabs. That song I found on a comp I own called More of Our Stupid Noise, and it is a Squirt Gun Records release out of Ontario. So I guess like out of, I don't know, Toronto. Yes, of course, Toronto. It was released back in 96. And other bands on this compilation are, oh, let's take a look here. Elevator to Hell, Lou Barlow. Orange Glass, Hayden, Eric Strip, yeah, Broken Girl, wow, look at that, lots of good bands. Oh, Versus, I used to really like Versus back in the day as well. All right, so before Hip Club Groove, we heard a local band. They're called Adjective, and I like them. They're interesting, they're different, they're different but in a familiar way. How does that sound? All right, Adjective, we heard Profession from their new EP called I'm Sorry for Your Loss, and then Circle Square was in there with the super long song Timely from their new album called Songs About Dancing and Drugs. The station here is CITR, and I am your host, Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, a show all about Canadian music. And, yeah. We have 26 or so minutes until the next show, which is Val Cormier's show, and it is called Folk Oasis. Now, the deal with Val is that I do believe she is in the South, so let's see who shows up. We'll see. And that's her show is from 8 till 10, and then at 10 o'clock, in comes Caroline M with her, she has a new, newly named show, Sexy in Van City. Yeah, there you go. Okay. And, Canadian music. So let's hear some more of it. What do I have here? Oh yeah. Oh, I have to sneeze. How completely unprofessional. I suppose on a, commercial radio station wouldn't be hearing that, but it's all good here at CITR. We are a college station, so you can do things like sneezing. Okay, so let's move on. I have in my hands a new, well, no, I don't know if it's new. It's semi-new. It's a compilation from Mint Records. It's called, it's a Team Mint Sampler, and it has 16 of their bands on it. We're going to hear something from Bella. This is a local band. And, well, I guess it is new. It is newish. Anyways, Bella is a local band. It's a co-ed band. And the song we're going to listen to is called Stay Here. And I guess that's all I need to tell you. So I hope you're having a wonderful night. Today is Wednesday, of course. I'm here until 8 o'clock. Oh, let's see. And then if today is Wednesday the 15th, that means a week from today is Wednesday the 22nd. And yes, I will be here. That is the deal. And I say that because, let's see, I guess I'll be here for the next 2 weeks, because starting in May, this show will be alternating with
Spike. So Spike is the guy I used to alternate this show with back in the day. So every Wednesday night from 6:30 till 8 will remain the Canadian Music Night, and except I'll just be here 50% less, because up until May, I was doing 3 Wednesdays a month with the first Wednesday off. And then starting in May, I guess the first Wednesday will be Spike's show from 6:30 till 8. And then I come in the next Wednesday after that. Alrighty, there you go. Okay, Bella. This here is Bella, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Courageous Labrador, and he loves the rain. We'll be right back.
All right, that right there was Superconductor with the song Lordy from their, oh, I don't know, I think it was 93 album, Hit Songs for Girls. And that was released, oh God, on Boner Records out of Berkeley, as well as Total Monte Disfigurado Music. Well, I guess that would be the SoCan. I guess Boner Records, let's just say that, out of Berkeley. All right, Superconductor, of course, Superconductor. That was Vancouver's super band. We're talking like 8-9 members. In particular, Carl Newman. Carl Newman, of course, who is from the New Pornographers. And he himself has a new album out. And he is living, in case you're curious, in Brooklyn. He's no longer considered a local boy. He married a girl, and that's where they're living. All right, that's the deal. So Superconductor, I don't know how many guitar players. I think it was 5. If I remember correctly, I saw them here in Vancouver once, just as I moved to town at the Starfish Room. So 5 guitar players. I think it was 2 bass players and, was it 2 drummers? It might have even had 2 drummers. Anyways, there you go. And then before that, we heard out of Ottawa, Andrew Vincent and the Pirates with the song Girlfriend's Dog, and it's all about Julio. Julio down by the schoolyard. That is off his album, A Short Trip with the Pirates, which was released about 7-8 years ago or so. Maybe 9 by now. And then Mint Records band Bella was in there at the start of that set with the song Stay Here. And that is from a compilation that Mint has put out called It's a Team Mint Sampler. Mint Records, of course, being a local label, probably the most famous local label that has been going on in Vancouver for a long amount of time. Alrighty, my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here for another 8 to 10 minutes or so. And as I mentioned, Val is not here, but Jim is here, and he's filling in for Val's show, Folk Oasis. He's here from 8 till 10. And as I mentioned earlier, The Sex Show, which is hosted by Caroline M, is running from 10 to 11, and it's called Sexy in Van City. New name for it. All right. What do I need to tell you? The station, of course, here is CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to listen to some more Canadian music. And I will be here next week from 6:30 until 8, of course, with this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, me being Anita B, and Tricky Woo. That's what's coming up next. I have a compilation here, and it's Serpent Gasoline Volume 1 on Grenadine Records, and it features 20 Canadian bands, and Tricky Woo is one of them, Tricky Woo being out of Montreal, and I'm positive that they are no longer together. I'm thinking, you know what, I need to look that up. But anyways, Tricky Woo, they started out back in the day being kind of really garagey, really kind of heavy-ish garage. And then as time went on, they kind of turned into more psychedelic stuff. But this song is killer. It's called Making Time. And there you go. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll be right back.
in your eyes. Acting a fool.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
We'll be right back.
Music Waste 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Jim filling in for Val on the Folk Oasis, and I'm afraid there's a bit of trouble in the Oasis tonight. Some bad people have arrived.